The upcoming elections in Iraq's Kurdistan region have encouraged some MPs to take legal action over what they call inflated voter numbers. The Patriotic Union of Kurdistan is one of the region's two ruling parties. The Patriotic Union claims that voter numbers in certain areas have increased by over 90,000 in just a few months. Party members are worried that this could give way to forgery in September's elections.
We're not saying that it will definitely happen, but based on our information, we have our doubts. This is an abnormal increase. A situation like this unfortunately increases the opportunity for fraud, and that has a negative impact on the elections. The elections will not be accurate, and the reputation of the elections will be tarnished.
The Patriotic Union has sent its legal case to Kurdistan's Elections Commission. Arbil and Duhok provinces belong to Kurdistan's other ruling party, the Kurdistan Democratic Party. The Patriotic Union says voter numbers have increased by 39,000 in Arbil province and 53,000 in Duhok province. But in the Patriotic Union's Sulaymaniyah province, voter numbers have decreased by 400. The Patriotic Union says voter numbers are inflated because some names are repeated. Some people died or moved away and their names were not deleted. The two ruling parties control all authorities in Kurdistan. The Elections Commission is under the power of the Kurdistan Democratic Party. The Commission says it's taking action to create an accurate electoral roll.
We open centres for voters on the 15th of June and they'll continue until 4th of July. During this period, anyone can complain about extra names or repeated names in the Kurdistan region and other cities in Iraq, or names entered twice in two provinces in the Kurdistan region, or someone who passed away or is not allowed to vote. We will review our registration and remove these things.
Inaccuracy surrounds voter registration because Iraq has not conducted a national census since 1987. Kurdistan still relies on food ration cards to count the number of voters. Kurdistan's parliamentary and provincial elections are scheduled for September 21st. Ruling MPs have decided to postpone the presidential elections. They want to amend Kurdistan's draft constitution before holding presidential elections. The Patriotic Union of Kurdistan will participate in September's elections as an independent list. The party usually runs in partnership with the Kurdistan Democratic Party. The Patriotic Union's legal case also emphasizes that the party does not want to jeopardize its chances in the elections. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.